from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Friday, the 17th of December. New South Wales has recorded its highest daily number of COVID cases since the pandemic began. There were 2,213 cases announced today, plus another death. Of the new cases, 63 are confirmed to be Omicron. Hospitals in the state have been put on red alert to deal with the rise in cases. In other news, former Wallaby David Pocock has announced that he's getting into politics. He's going to run for the Senate in next year's federal election as an independent for the ACT.
I've decided to run for the Senate at the next election because we need people who will make decisions that build a great future for all of us. I believe we need politicians who will turn the challenges we face into opportunities for Australia. And now, more than ever, we need political courage.
To the US now, detectives have obtained a warrant to seize Alec Baldwin's mobile phone as they search for evidence concerning the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. A search warrant said there may be evidence on the phone that could be material and relevant to the investigation. Investigators have not yet filed criminal charges over the tragedy and have refused to rule out charges against anyone involved, including Baldwin. To sport, Jake Paul has claimed that he's suffering from memory loss just 2 years into his professional boxing career. The YouTube star turned boxer says the hits he's taken in his four fights have worsened brain trauma that he suffered playing American football. He also said he's been suffering from slurred speech. Despite the injuries, he's planning to go ahead with a scheduled fight this weekend. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex and the City star Chris Noth has denied sexual assault allegations from two women. The Hollywood Reporter published the allegations, with one woman claiming Noth raped her in 2004 and another claiming he sexually assaulted her in his apartment during a date in 2015. Noth says the claims are categorically false. The LAPD is said to be looking into the nature of the report. And finally, Isla Fisher has revealed that she'd be willing to return to Summer Bay. She appeared in Home and Away 24 years ago before pursuing a career in Hollywood. In a new interview, Fisher said she's definitely thought about rejoining the soap, saying it would be hilarious. Do it, I say. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom
wherever you get your podcasts.